Welcome to Odd Week Podcast Episode Number 2. I'm here with my unindicted co-conspirator. Did I get it right this time, Keith?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm here with Keith Casey. Say hi, Keith. How's things in D.C. or wherever you are this week?
Oh, I'm in D.C. this week. Things are just fine here.
Well, that's good. And our special guest is Chris Cornett, or Enigma, if you hang out online, the guy that founded phpdeveloper.org. And used to be, Chris, that's what you were really known for, but these days Joined In is getting pretty darn popular. So I better mention that he also founded Joined In, which is having organized 4 conferences now, is one of my favorite tools. It really is. Cool. Well, good job.
I appreciate that.
And Chris, where are you based now?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. Well, great. We need to move you on up to Nashville. Yeah. Ramsey's up here. We need a drinking buddy.
That's true. Everybody's converging.
So the topic tonight is user groups. And you are one of the founders of the Dallas user group?
Well, I'm a co-organizer these days.
Co-organizer. Well, yeah. I know you've been involved in PHP for a long time, but how did you actually get involved in the local user group and get to the point where you're in a leadership position?
Well, really, it's actually kind of had two sets of leaders. When it initially started, there were two guys that started it up and got a pretty good-sized group going. And I went to a couple of meetings back then, but, you know, kind of faded out of it after a while. And then within, like, the past year and a half, I've really gotten involved and really gotten to know everybody, you know, all the other leaders in the group, and really tried to get out there and get, you know, get everybody excited about what the group's doing.
Well, cool.
So I guess that sort of leads to my first question. What is the group doing? What's getting people excited?
Well, we seem to have a pretty good response from the usual kind of stuff. You know, our monthly meetings are good. We cover pretty much any topic out there. Try to listen to everybody and, you know, get feedback on what they want to hear about. And actually, you know, bring those into the group instead of just saying, here's what we want to talk about. You know, really cover a whole lot of different topics that way. We also have a meeting. Oh, go ahead.
How do you sample that? How do you find out from your users what they're actually looking for?
Usually just at the beginning of each meeting, we just kind of go around the room and say, hey, what do you guys want to hear about? And somebody records it and we come back later on. There's 3 or 4 of us now that kind of, you know, talk on IRC or whatever email and just try to figure out what's going to be good for the next meetings.
Cool. And you said you do monthly meetings. Is it like presentation style? Do you do roundtables? Do you do whatever sort of floats your boat at the time?
Yeah, it's usually presentation style. A lot of times just, you know, somebody getting up and talking. But it usually ends up being more interactive. You know, you go to a conference and you sit in a room and, you know, you have somebody talking at you. But usually in our user group stuff, people will, you know, interject with questions or experience they've had. And it really kind of gets a good conversation going centered around the presentation. We also have a few other things, you know, just random. I think we have a meeting coming up in February where we're basically saying, you know, anybody wants to talk about. You know, come in and just tell us and share with the group and just kind of ramble as much as you want to.
So if somebody wanted to go to this meeting where they could get like useful information, how would they find out? I mean, what do you have, a website, mailing list, what's all that fun stuff?
Yeah, we've got our main website, dallasphp.org, has all the details on it. We still use our meetup site quite a bit, the forums a little bit, you know, not as much as we used to. But that has all the, you know, the dallasphp.org has all the up-to-date meeting information and where it is and, you know, who's going to be speaking and all that kind of stuff. We also have some Google groups. We have one of those set up for the area. And, of course, we always have the IRC channel on Freenode, which is thankfully growing in popularity. We even had a little lunch meetup today that was completely organized by IRC, so it was kind of fun.
Hey, that's cool. What's the channel name?
Dallas PHP.
Oh, okay. That kind of makes sense.
Oh, that's tricky.
Yep.
You guys are really tricky that way.
We are. We're sneaky.
Do you do any special type meetings? I know Keith used to run, and maybe still does, I don't know, the beverage subgroup. And Yeah, I always found it funny. Leave it to Washington D.C. user group to have a BS subgroup. You know, only in Washington.
Actually, to jump in for a second, I do, in terms of full disclosure, I have to admit that the Beverage subgroup met tonight, and I skipped it to make this call. So
wow.
I put you guys before my own drinking habits.
Priorities,
yeah,
dude.
That is dedication
that.
Right there.
Yeah, no, it's something. I don't know what it is.
But do y'all run any special, what we used to call special interest group back in the day? I've been a member of more computer user groups than I care to remember. But we used to have special interest groups or SIGs and stuff like that that would meet in between weeks and stuff like that. Do y'all run anything like that, or is it just one monthly meeting?
Well, we do have one that's on the Saturday after the meeting. And it's at a local bookstore. It's open to anybody that wants to come. It's a little bit more how-to and technical stuff than a presentation, and just a Q&A with anybody who happens to be around. Those have gotten a pretty good response, not as much as the meetings, but it's nice to have that and tell people that they can go and, you know, if they need more help on the topic that was spoken about, and they can go and get a little bit more detail.
Cool.
So one of the problems that we constantly have in D.C. is finding space to meet. Do you guys have a regular meeting space? Did you negotiate that somehow with a company?
Actually, we're really lucky. We've got at least two guys, I think, that work for Yahoo. And we meet in one of their conference rooms.
They're nice. More than happy.
Yeah, they've got an office here in Dallas. And so we scored a permanent place there. So it makes it nice and easy. Projector, plenty of power, you know, all that. We do not have internet access there. You can plug in a computer to the wall at one point, but there's no Wi-Fi available for security reasons, I assume. So that kind of sucks, but it's nice to have the whole presentation area. It holds maybe 30, 35 people comfortably, and we've filled that up plenty of times. So it's
nice.
It's almost getting a little tight for our needs, but it's doing good for now.
Well, that's a tough problem to have.
Yeah. Oh no, our group's growing too much. Oh no. So you said you filled it up 30, 35 people. What's the breakdown between like developers, designers, companies looking to hire people?
Most of the time, it's developers, pretty solid. There'll be one or two, companies coming in looking for developers or, recruiters or anything like that. We're usually pretty open to recruiters coming in and saying, just dropping off their cards and saying what they're looking for. I don't know. We'll get some designer developer mixes, but for the most part, it's development people.
Do y'all get many recruiters either on the mailing list or in person? I mean, is some groups consider that a problem? Other groups consider that a source of pizza. And I don't know what y'all's thinking is.
Well, we don't mind them coming and dropping by the group. I think we've only had one or two of them, offer to buy a couple of beers or pizza or whatever. It's been a while for that, but. We generally try to avoid them on the mailing list because most people that we asked didn't want to hear about the stuff that way. They wanted the mailing list to kind of stay people in the group talking back and forth instead of recruiters coming in and spamming it with all their stuff so we actually have a notice on our group's page saying that, any job postings that are put on here will be removed unless, because there's a different medium. We actually have a job board.
Okay.
Set up. So we have them, go over there and submit their information. It's a little bit easier that way. It kind of keeps things cleaner.
And those that want to see it can go out to the job board.
Exactly.
It's interesting to me to see different groups having different policies like that. I'm on several different PHP user group mailing lists, and some of them, like you put up a notice up front. Some of them don't bother to put up a notice, but will really hammer somebody if they post the job post. And then there are other ones that encourage it. And I love those lists because then you get the guys that hit reply to list and send their resume. I'm interested, And I'm just hoping his boss doesn't work or didn't monitor the mailing list.
Yeah, New York is one of them that has a completely separate mailing list for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then us in D.C., we have one mailing list, but on our, our groups Google Groups page, it says very clearly this is only for PHP jobs and no other jobs are welcome. And we, like, as one of the moderators, I don't do much to manage that. Our group handles that. So when somebody posts something that's not a PHP job, they get smacked down pretty quickly. It's kind of amazing. So actually, what's the job market in Dallas look like? Is it hot for PHP developers? Lukewarm?
Actually,
exciting?
It's been picking up quite a bit lately. It seems like there's more and more people out there that kind of come, you know, because of the jobs that I post on PHP Developer. It seems like I'm actually getting more for this area than I used to. And just, you know, trolling through the job listings every once in a while, you know, you kind of can see the demand, and it definitely is growing around here, which is a very good thing. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of the developers that come in and they're working, you know, contract jobs or jobs they don't really enjoy. And so it's nice to be able to say, hey, you know, just keep looking for this stuff because it's out there and it's local.
That's good to hear. Yeah. I know several markets are picking up. I know some markets are still not doing so hot. So
yeah, it seems to be doing pretty well down here, thankfully.
Dead air.
So hey, dead air is awesome. That's what I get for reading stupid words. Okay, so we've got a pretty good feel for your group. What are some of the things that you've done in your group that have been successful in terms of, like, recruiting, in terms of getting the word out, drawing people's attention, that sort of thing?
Well, I think most of the kind of the communication methods outside the website are relatively new. I think our Google Groups have only been around for maybe 6-7 months. The IRC channel has been around for probably about as long. You know, and they've both been great tools to get people in, you know, and interested in the group and really kind of figure out, you know, who's there and who knows what. And you know, whenever the actual meeting comes around, they can, you know, pick them out and say, hey, you know, I wanted to talk to you about this. But it's nice to have those. Yeah.
What about, like, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn? Have any of those been useful to you at all?
We have Twitter, you know, that we post our meeting announcements and just, you know, other random things. Like when CodeWorks came around, we posted some about that on there. But overall, really, the groups and the website and the IRC channel are the major channels that we use right now. And I think I think earlier today we actually topped our user count in the IRC channel with 12 or 13. So it's getting there.
Everybody quick, go join.
Yes, please. Well, we actually have Daniel from College Station. I'm probably butchering his last name, Kosno.
Yeah,
he comes into the Dallas PHP channel too. So, you know, it's not just restricted to people from the Dallas area. You know, you're more than welcome to come join us.
Well, what area does your group cover? I think we skipped that one earlier. Dallas, obviously, Fort Worth.
Yeah, Dallas-Fort Worth, really pretty much in the surrounding areas. I mean, I live up in Frisco, and it's about – we're probably about 30, 40 minutes away from the actual meeting location and, you know, any area within that kind of a radius. I don't know – I couldn't tell you offhand where the farthest person comes from, but we've had some people that come from the other side of Fort Worth, and that's probably an hour and 20 minutes away. We try to cover as much of that general area as we can.
Nice.
Yeah.
We have people that go an hour for the DC PHP meetings, but that's like 4 miles. So it's a little different mindset there. All right. So what have you tried that just didn't work for your groups, that just failed miserably, that you want to forget about, but we're going to bring up here on the air?
Well, and I'm sure every group out there has tried this, some with success and some with not so much, but we tried to get going a group project and tried to...
Oh, the infamous group project.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We tried to get something going, and really it didn't get much past the planning stages. There was just too much input and too much going on, and, you know, nobody wanted to settle down and decide on one thing. We talked about... coming up with a completely new project for, you know, a local business, or contributing to an open source project, or, you know, modifying something that was already out there, but it just never settled down enough. And I think we spent most of a meeting one time just kind of throwing out ideas, and ended up with a list of like 50. So it didn't work out so well.
Wow.
On that note, the Nashville user PHP user group, you know, we were talking about things that did not work. About 2006, I had just started working at Zend, and they elected me president. This did not work well. We had two meetings after that.
Wow.
I managed to, in my first year as a professional member of the PHP community, I managed to kill a user group. So,
nice.
Yeah. So if I ever move to Dallas, don't let them elect me president. That's the clue right there.
Keep them away. Keep them away.
Yeah. I'm not even welcome in most user groups anymore. So
that's for other reasons.
Yeah.
So sounds like your group is going pretty strong. What's a membership look like in general? It sounds like meetings are 30, 35. With mailing list is what, 6,000, 12,000?
You know, I think it might be at like, a, you know, 150, 200 by now. But
wow,
that's, you know.
That's pretty good turnout, though.
But that's not nearly active members. I mean, that's people that, you know, come in and subscribe at one time and, you know, probably delete the emails every time they come in. But, you know, we probably have maybe 5 or 6 really active people in the mailing list. And I say active loosely, but
we get 25, 30 to a meeting, but we have a mailing list of over 300. So, I mean, sounds like you're doing pretty well there. I mean, you could have upwards of 20% turnout. That's pretty impressive, really.
Yeah, it seems to be, and like I said, it seems to be growing. So, you know, it's definitely a good thing to have.
So if you could add something to I don't know, excite people or to get them engaged or whatever, what would you add? What would you do with your group that would drive interest, drive growth, whatever?
Well, you know, we thought about doing more, you know, technical events. Like we've got that Saturday after the meeting kind of thing where it's, you know, loosely, you know, hey, come and talk about your stuff. But we actually considered having a more focused topic. You know, almost like a hackathon kind of thing where we could have, you know, a certain topic and people, you know, would actually be able to come in there and work on that topic and contribute, you know, like back to the Zend framework or anything like that. But, you know, we haven't been able to coordinate that kind of thing. Or, you know, on the other side, being able to do that about a specific topic that the group wants to hear about, you know, and reinforce whatever was given in the presentation.
So like doing a workshop to sort of supplement that presentation. That'd be cool. We've had a little bit of success with code reviews, where we do a regular presentation and then afterwards we do a code review thing. And we take samples from people in our group. So we take a sample, distribute it a day or two in advance to everybody, and then do a live code review right there in the session. And so far, most people have behaved, but that was sort of one of the things that we got creative about.
I think we actually have, trying to remember, maybe in 2 months or 3 months, there is going to be someone coming to do a code review, but it's just one person presenting on, you know, that code. But that's actually a pretty good idea. That'd be kind of interesting to do. I think our group would probably be pretty receptive to it.
Very nice. So what general wisdom you have for other group leaders, like, you know, if they're just getting started, what would you tell them to do? Or maybe resurrecting the Nashville group, what would you want them to do besides kick out Cal?
Yeah, immediately. Don't tell Cal where the meeting is.
Well, ironically, tell everybody else. You know, that's one of the hardest parts is
tell
is
everybody but Cal. Yeah,
exactly. You know, getting the word out there and getting it known that there's a group, you know, either restarting or starting up. You know, there's a lot of groups, a lot of the meetup stuff, you know, you kind of go through those groups and you realize you haven't ever heard anything about these guys, but, you know, it'd be a great group to attend. You know, but you just missed the meeting, of course. But getting it out there, getting it on Twitter, getting it on Facebook, anything like that that you can do to really let everybody know that it's going on, because you're not going to get anybody if nobody knows about it, obviously.
Always love those tweets where, you know, just finished the Dallas PHP user group, because you know there are five guys sitting there and facepalming because I wanted to go to that.
Yep, exactly.
Tweet the day before, you know.
Yeah, we tried to.
Would you suggest maybe like putting the word out on like different PHP news sites? Like, do you know of any PHP news sites that you might want to put the word out on?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right.
Actually, that's probably a pretty good place to do it. I used to do user group announcements, but the groups, I think there were three or four of them that I had done on there, they just kind of randomly stopped emailing me with their information, so I never posted them. But I'm always happy to post them on PHP Developer.
So you don't do automatics, but if somebody emails you, this is what our group is coming up, you'll post it for them.
Oh yeah, definitely. More than happy to.
You're such a nice guy.
Hey, anything I can do to help out the community, you know? That's kind of, you know, what the site's there for.
Well, that's good. And it's remained a really popular site. You know, I've been working with PHP for 10, 12 years now, and I think I was reading it when you started it up. And, you know, I've watched it grow, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, it's really come along over the years. I'm pretty surprised by the support of it, but I appreciate it.
So, in our last couple minutes here, tell us about Joined In. What is Joined In about?
Joined In. Joined In is a way for the attendees of a conference or an event or anything like that to actually provide direct feedback to the people that are putting it on. It kind of gives it a more social spin with being able to see everybody else's comments and, you know, and share that. And you can look at the speakers and see what their past ones or their past talks are like. And, you know, I'm really happy with how it's turning out. And, you know, the community support has been awesome for it. You know, there's several groups that, you know, as soon as they figure out what they're doing for their conference, they're wondering how to put it on Joined In and get everything listed in there.
Yeah, if that's a hint that we need to get tech up there, I know we need to get tech up there. Okay, there's no need to be heavy-handed about it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's really easy. I promise.
So, as a ballpark, how many conferences, how many presentations do you have listed up there now?
Let's see. Good question. I want to say it's topped 100, maybe 150 events in there. Now, granted, those aren't all, you know, conferences. Some of them are just random events. But, and I have no idea how many talks there are now. I kind of stopped keeping track whenever I let the actual event organizers put them in, instead of having to do them all myself.
Well, I remember heading up to the ZenCon Unconference last fall. We passed 1,000 when I was adding stuff for that. So. Nice. I assume there's more, since that was almost 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
As Very a footnote, nice. I am user number 2 on Joined In. I just like to point that out to people.
That's bragging rights.
Yeah. Chris, we appreciate your time. You know, thanks for for everything. Did you mention when's the next meeting that you guys got coming up? You got a February meeting coming up?
Yeah, we meet the second Tuesdays of every month.
Okay.
So I'm not sure offhand what date that is, but.
Well, second Tuesday of every month. If you're in the Dallas area, that's the place you want to be. Find Chris on IRC or on Twitter. On Twitter, you're Enigma, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And we have the Dallas PHP is the same on Twitter too.
Okay. And, get a hold of these guys if you're in the area or are going to be in the area during one of their meetings, and go hang out with them. Chris, thanks for your time. Keith, as a pleasure as always. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Odd Week Podcast is a publication of Blue Parabola, LLC. It is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. Feel free to share it with everyone, but please don't change it or charge for it. Keith Casey is the Chief Technology Officer of Blue Parabola, and as such is one of the hardest working men in show business. He can usually be found loitering in bars and cafes in and around the Washington, D.C. area. You can read more about Keith at his blog, caseysoftware.com. I'm Cal Evans, and my job title is Button Monkey at Blue Parabola. Among other things, this means I get to write whatever I want in these ending segments. If that's not enough for you, you can read my blog at blog.calevans.com. The music for this podcast is Iceman by Dr. Blue. If you like it, visit the website and purchase a copy. Hey, if you want to keep up with everything Odd Week related, as well as our sister podcast, the PHP Architect Podcast, make sure you subscribe to our show notes mailing list. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you in the tubes. Dead air.